This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The legal teams have made their final pitches in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. Senators vote later this week. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president's lawyers argue the impeachment is aimed at overturning the last election and interfering in this November's, and it's not up to the Senate to pick the commander-in-chief.
Leave it to the voters to choose their president.
But lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff mocked White House counsel Pat Cipollone's argument.
He's guilty as sin, but can't we just let the voters decide?
Schiff says no, because they know the president cheated to win one election and will do it again.
100%.
It takes a two-thirds vote to remove the president, meaning his acquittal is all but certain in the GOP-led Senate come Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China is accusing the United States of whipping up panic over the fast-spreading coronavirus with travel restrictions and evacuations. The death toll in China rose to 361 on Monday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports the pandemic is having an impact on China's benchmark stock index.
China's stock market suffered its worst drop in nearly 5 years on Monday as the virus hit mainland reopened its exchanges for the first time since the Lunar New Year holiday. Fears over the new coronavirus saw investors selling the yuan and dumping commodities, with around $400 billion wiped from the Shanghai Composite Index. The benchmark closed nearly 8% lower, the biggest one-day drop since 2015. The ticker around the Shanghai Stock Exchange, which would have shown a plunge, was shut off on Monday. Investors are bracing for volatility as the spread of the new coronavirus weighs on the world's growth outlook.
That's Michelle Hennessy reporting. You're listening to VOA News.